Welcome to Ask the Experts. It is Friday, and this is a perfect time for us to be talking about the particular topic that we're going to be talking about. Joan Ball is with us from Royal LePage Triland Realty, and that means if you have any real estate questions, if you are in the market, if you're thinking maybe we should actually upsize. We are a little cramped in here. Two bedrooms, we could use a third. We could use a fourth. Well, now is the time to really start looking around. If you have any questions, please give us a call, 519-643-1290. You can text us at 101290, or you can reach us at mike@cjbk.com by email. And Joan is here with a very special guest today. We're very pleased and privileged to have with us Gloria Bartlett, who is the owner and designer with Fit to Sell Home Staging and Redesign. Gloria, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Joan, how are things with you?
Fabulous. Fabulous.
You're doing a lot of staging now, I understand.
We are. This is the time that you get everything spruced up and get going. And as the flowers come up, the for sale signs come up.
Flowers used to be able to sell homes. If you pulled up to that front yard and you had the white picket fence around and the flowers were up, you would hear someone in the car say, "We're buying it." They hadn't even been inside. Any more? How much do we have to focus on the inside?
Well, I mean, obviously curb appeal is the one thing that gets people in the door. So once you get them in the door, you really want to have them pleasantly surprised. And there is no doubt about it that the redesign industry, the staging industry, has become a boom industry because buyers are becoming much more discriminating. And there's enough on the market that if that doesn't appeal to them because they see too much clutter or whatever, then you know they're probably going to go on to the next.
Home staging and staging, not bad things, even if you aren't going to move. You might just want to have somebody come in and say, you know what, if you cut down on this clutter, it's going to make this room a whole lot more soothing to sit in, because we tend to overload with all kinds of stuff. But Gloria, if we're to look at advantages of home staging, what would you say would be some of the keys?
Well, the advantages, of course, you're in competition with HGTV these days. Everyone's looking at magazines, and they are expecting to have a turnkey property when they walk in. So by decluttering and just maybe rearranging some of your things using a designer's background, then you can turn your property from drab to fab. And whether you're selling your property, it's important to have it look fab, or if you're living the property, then from drab to fab is important for your lifestyle and your environment as well.
If we talk about redesign versus staging, are we talking about two different things?
Completely different things.
So redesign, yes. And staging. Okay, then yes. Take us through redesign. What is that?
So the redesign is repurposing and using what you have. Most people have all the proper elements in their house. They just don't know how to put it together. That's where I
come in. Raise my hand in the air. I stay out of the way.
And for home staging, what you do is you depersonalize it. But I use redesign because I want to leave your character in the house.
Okay.
It's important for people to feel that this house has got character. These people love their house with a little bit of depersonalization.
How character can we leave it? Because I now have a couch that we're battling with downstairs that probably belongs in student housing. But it's my favorite piece of furniture. It's long served its purpose in the world. It probably needs to move on somewhere. But if it's something that when you walk in, you say, oh, that's an interesting choice of furniture, should you look at maybe not having that there if you're trying to sell your house?
Well, there's a couple of things. You may choose to do that, remove it and put it in storage, or you might look at it with different eyes and say, why don't we get a slipcover made?
Maybe I should do that anyway. Mm-hmm. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, or reupholster. I'm surprised how inexpensive it is to reupholster.
Really?
Like good sofas, you know, the old quality sofas are hard to come by and very expensive. So in some cases, it's much less expensive to reupholster.
Well, we are talking about reinventing your home, really, and redesigning your home and helping you to make that home as saleable as possible so that you get maximum dollar for your home. As Gloria has just pointed out, we get watching HGTV. We get watching a number of flip it or sell it or keep it or list it or all of those shows that go from house to house and take us through, well, this is what it was like. here's what we can make it look like, and who knows, maybe you actually do stay, but if you're in the market to sell, it's certainly a tool that can help you to do just that. Joan Ball with us from Royal LePage Tri-Land Realty. You can visit Joan's website, joanball.com. Remember, you can reach Joan at 519-672-9880 or send Joan an email, joanball@royallepage.ca. And Joan has with us today Gloria Bartlett from Fit to Sell Home Staging and Redesign. And in a moment, we are going to look at how staging has really changed the real estate market. And a little later on, we're going to talk about perhaps even becoming a stager. If you have any questions, please give us a call, 519-643-1290. You can reach us by text at 101290. Standard message rates do apply. Or email mike@cjbk.com. This is News Talk 1290, CJBK. We are talking about home staging, redesign today. Joan Ball is with us from Royal LePage Tri-Land Realty, and Gloria Bartlett with us, who is from Fit to Sell Home Staging and Redesign. And we're going to talk about how you might be able to become a stager at some point in the future in just a little while, if it's something that might interest you. We do want to talk about something else that might interest you, and this happens, Joan, on Sunday, as a matter of fact, from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. at Royal LePage Tri-Land Realty North, and that's on Richmond. At the corner of Richmond and Fanshawe. So go straight up Richmond, keep going.
Right.
What's happening?
There is. We do it every year. Royal LePage does a national garage sale that helps the Shelter Foundation, the Women's Shelter Foundation. And this Sunday, from 10 until 1, we're going to have donated new items. New items only. We have them all donated for home decor, food, bedding, blankets, towels, toys, miscellaneous, to help sort of launch our national garage sale, which is in May. But these are new items, and anyone can come up. And the Royal LePage office in the north is where the London Lighting is, in that strip mall where Ritchie's is, right at the southwest corner of Fanshawe and Richmond. And it will be from 10 until 1. Come up. You know, if you find something you like, it's really going to go to a great cause. So I hope everybody comes out.
Well, that is 10 to 1, as Joan says, Richmond and Fanshawe, southwest corner, right in that little strip mall. And that is the north location of Royal LePage Tri-Land Realty. And that is coming up this Sunday. So take advantage. You never know what you're going to find. We are talking about staging and redesign. And Joan, you've been finding that, sure, people will make use of staging techniques. They will make use of redesign if they're selling their homes. You're also noticing this on the other side of the fence.
I am. I do have buyers who, you know, who have said to me, oh, I loved what Gloria did to our house. In some instances, they will say, oh, gosh, maybe we shouldn't move. But they they all have, and moved into wonderful houses. And the trend now is to have Gloria in to help them pick paint colors and help them position furniture and do some of that design aspect so they can enjoy it while they're living there instead of right before they sell. So that's becoming huge. And I think that people really need to take advantage of the expertise that is out there and how that might enhance their lifestyle and their comfort in their home while they're there.
And that's something maybe we don't take enough advantage of. Like you said, Joan, when do we fix our home? When do we fix all the things that we've been meaning to fix?
Yeah, right before we sell.
Yeah, and we've got to turn that around a little bit. Maybe do that a little bit earlier. If we're to look at statistics on price return, if a home has been staged, is there anything we can point to?
Yeah, a couple of things that I think you need to know about is that in real estate, one of the, I would call it the kiss of death, is being on the market too long. And getting that perception that you're stale bread kind of thing. So do know that the attention you can garner right out of the gate, right at the beginning of a listing, is always going to have a higher return. So there is statistical backup for staging and redesign. And, you know, that's why the industry has become so popular. Buyers are becoming very discriminating. They're also really looking at the fact that if someone isn't presenting their house in the best light, were they really taking good care of the house ultimately? Does that turn into dollars? Absolutely.
Wow. That's a great way to look at it. And Gloria, when you look at how staging maybe has changed the real estate market, is that kind of where we need to start?
Absolutely. I think that in the old days, you didn't have the advent of internet and all the social media and people talking back and forth like in nanoseconds, that it is key to put your best foot forward. If you need to get top dollar for your house, then you have to show people why.
Fantastic.
And look at it this way, Mike. You know, when you and Kirsten first started dating, you know, if you showed up in a scrappy T-shirt and in no shoes or, you know, hadn't combed your hair, would she be as impressed? Same thing follows suit. You've got to complete the picture. I'm sure you combed your hair and you looked really nice.
That's right.
And there you go. And guess what? It worked.
I guess. I've just been lucky all these years that she's stuck with me. That's the truth of it all. We're talking with Joan Ball from Royal LePage Tri-Land Realty. You can visit Joan's website at joanball.com. You can reach Joan by phone, 519-672-9880, or through email at joanball@royallepage.ca. And Gloria Bartlett is with us, owner and designer with Fit to Sell Home Staging and Redesign. Gloria, there are going to be a lot of people wondering the average cost of a staging consultation. What would that be?
The average cost of staging consultation is $275 plus HST. And that would take about 3 hours.
Okay. Wow. All right. Now, as far as the actual staging goes, what's involved in that?
The actual staging, well, there are a number of processes we go through. We make sure that we attack the nuts and bolts, such as closets. It's not just about placing furniture. It's closets. It's baseboards. It's broken drawers, things like that. So all those things are part and parcel of what a realtor is trying to help people sell their properties. And then when we start placing the furniture, it can take, with the assistance of the homeowner, if they're there, as little as maybe 4 hours, 5 hours, depending on how much work has to be.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. Well, that gives us a nice little base. We're going to be talking about courses in just a moment. If you're someone who's always thought, I'd like to get into that, I think that would be an amazing career. Well, it is possible to do that, and we'll discuss that in just a moment. If you happen to have a question, please give us a call, 519-643-1290. You can text us at 101290. Standard message rates do apply, or email mike@cjbk.com if you happen to have a question. And in fact, we do have one that has come in from Sue. And Sue says, in preparing our home to go onto the market for sale, is it necessary now to stage, mm-hmm, to be competitive?
Well, I do believe so. I believe that as much as we may think we are the designer extraordinaire, there are always things that can be tweaked. And also, it's quite different living in our house than having the house for sale. You know, even from the aspect of traffic flow for open houses and that kind of thing, there may be some repositioning of furniture that's required. There may be some depersonalizing that I wouldn't consider as an owner, nor would you. And so I think always there's an avenue. And I've had clients where I've said to Gloria, I don't know what you're going to do in this house. This is a pretty stunning house. And she'll go in and it's amazing, you know, what she could do and how much of a difference it can make. And the owners are really, on average, I think, very thrilled. And sometimes they take it a little personally, you know, and need to be reminded that, would you rather have more money in your pocket? Or, you know, so it'll switch over and they'll buy in very quickly.
We're talking with Joan Ball from Royal LePage Tri-Land Realty. Gloria Bartlett with us, owner and designer with Fit to Sell Home Staging and Redesign. And we'll talk about a home staging course in just a moment. Again, if you have a question, 519-643-1290, text us at 101290, or email mike@cjbk.com. This is News Talk 1290, CJBK. Joan Ball with us from Royal LePage Tri-Land Realty, and we also have with us Gloria Bartlett, owner and designer of Fit to Sell Home Staging and Redesigning. We've been looking at what home staging can do, not just for sellers, but even for buyers. Even if you're someone who says, our home just, it needs freshening up. It needs something, and I'm not sure what it is. Well, maybe Gloria can provide that for you. And if you're someone who has always thought, that is something I would love to get into, Gloria, is it possible to do that?
Absolutely. In fact, I'm offering a course starting April 27th to May 1st. Very intense, hands-on, in people's properties, as well as classroom. And that is coming up real quick, April 27th till May the 1st.
Is there a way that we can get into the course?
Yes, you contact me at fittosell.com.
And there's a link on my website, too, to Gloria's website. So if anybody doesn't have that information or wonders, how do I spell, you know, it's the number two. It's not T-W-O.
That's right.
Yes. Fit2Sell.com.
That's right, yeah.
Okay. Now, with that course, if it is being offered from, you said, starting in May?
No, April.
April 27th. And how often during the week do you go to class or go to someone's home to learn?
We'll have 2 days in properties. One will be redesign, the other one will be home staging. So you get to do both sides of it to explore your creativity, if you will. And it also helps you in 3 days in class in business development, how to develop your business in redesign and home staging, marketing, and various things like that.
Fantastic. Okay, mm-hmm. And again, visit either joanball.com or you can go to fit2sell2.com. And you can also email Gloria Bartlett@simpatico.ca, and you can get more information on that. As far as how long it would take to stage a home, Gloria, does it depend on the home or can you kind of put a ballpark on it?
Yeah, it depends on the home. But on average, when a property doesn't need any major painting and major decluttering, because that can happen, but let's say a standard home that just needs some tidying up and tweaking would probably be about 4 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you look at particular rooms as being keys to really making that home stand out?
Absolutely. So the key is your entrance, like Joan says, your curb appeal. Very, very important. It's the first and last thing that people see. Likewise with your entrance. When you come into the house, it's the first thing they see. It's the last thing they see. So it should look really great. Then any public areas and the master bedroom.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes. Bathrooms are key. Kitchens are key. So those are public areas. And the master bedroom should feel like a retreat. And we actually do turn them from drab to fab, and we do some pretty snazzy, romantic.
And some of the times the backyard, depending on if it's an oasis feel, you know, really dressing that up and giving individuals that sense of the lifestyle that they would be enjoying if they purchased that house.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's so key. When you're looking at a house, you want to see things that almost look like a paradise, don't you?
Well, you know, you're obviously, you have an idea of what your utopia is, and you want that to fit within your budget. And it's surprising how it doesn't have to necessarily be an expensive property, but you can make it look fabulous.
Well, if you have any questions, you can find Gloria Bartlett at fit2sell.com, the number two, fit2sell.com. And you can also email gloriabartlett@simpatico.ca. There's a link through Joan's website at joanball.com. And we do have a couple of minutes, Joan, if you want to talk about a particular property at 776 Springbank Drive.
Actually, this is a great property, a little one-and-a-half story across from Springbank Park. Offers a sunroom off the back, completely updated kitchen. All the appliances are included, gas fireplace, finished family room in the basement, detached garage, large lot that goes back 218 feet. It's on the corner of Springbank and Hillcrest, so it backs onto million-dollar properties. And it is just stunning at $289.9.
Wow, that sounds like a great price.
Absolutely.
Well, if we wanted to see that, do we contact you?
Just give me a shout. I'll get you through.
Many ways to give Joan a shout. You can either go to her website at joanball.com, or you can give her a call, 519-672-9880, or you can email Joan, joanball@royallepage.ca. And remember, now is the time when the flowers are going to be coming up. The snow is going to stop coming down, Joan, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. We're headed in the right direction.
I was thinking we were, and then the last 2 days have felt a lot like November, so... hopefully we are through. In fact, Julie Atchison's forecast in the CTV Weather Center says that we are, yes, getting through winter, and we will be getting into the spring. And that brings up the flowers and brings up the for sale signs. So if you are looking at moving, if you know that you are going to be selling your property, then look into what it takes to redesign, look into home staging and that real wow factor that it can bring. Because, Joan, you pointed it out, you don't want that property sitting there forever. You want that to be a big splash to the market right away.
That's right. And that's when you're going to get your highest and best return.
Well, that's fantastic. So be ready to go. And Gloria, you've seen homes that are ready to go. How much fun is your business?
It is amazing. It's addictive.
And it's also awe-inspiring. I really have yet to have a house that Gloria hasn't attended to where I've gone in and haven't been blown away.
Well, Gloria, thank you for sharing everything you have with us today. And if you would like to get in on Gloria's course, again, the dates that it runs?
April 27th to May the 1st.
April 27th to May the 1st, and that is in home, in classroom, and you can find out more information at fit2sell.com. That's fit2sell.com. We want to thank Gloria. We want to thank Joan Ball. This has been Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290 CJBK.